What's poppin', y'all? What's poppin' on this wonderful Friday? Hope all y'all having a blessed Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Xavier, man. Thank you. I appreciate you, Xavier. You a real one, you know what I'm saying? You dropped a donation before the show even started. Just to let y'all know, if y'all want to send, you know, any contributions or whatever to the channel, I'll be sure to shout y'all out, you know what I'm saying, on the following live stream. I told y'all I got to switch it up. I go on my other channel, come over here, so they can't keep up. You feel what I'm saying? But we going to talk about it today. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. Glorilla sold her soul to the devil for fame. I think I might drop this for y'all tomorrow, you know what I mean, on the YouTube channel. So be on the lookout for that, I think. You know what I'm saying? Then also we got Hollywood Star Whackers, the story of Randy Quaid. This video was free, so if you just go to my Patreon, you could watch this video. It's about an hour and a half long. Gave extensive details on how these Hollywood star whackers do. And we're going to talk about star whacking today. We're going to talk about Liam Payne of the group One Direction. A few other things, y'all. Yeah, man. So let's get into it. Let's get into it real quick, man. We only shouting out people that really, you know what I'm saying, want to see the channel grow. Make sure y'all hit the like button if you, you know, if you can or if you would like. Now, I want to start here. Now, salute to this channel. I think it's called Never Gave Up. Y'all know Jay always show love to people's content that I share with y'all. I'm never a gatekeeper. A lot of these YouTubers be gatekeeping. You know what I'm saying? And y'all got to stop snitching too. Y'all be going to people's channel, Jay, use your clip and all of this stuff. Stop telling. All right? Stop telling, son. Like, that's getting out of control. You know what I'm saying? Because none of these people shout me out or say my name. The lady, Lovely T, use my clip, ain't say my name. So stop doing that. All right? I'm not going to tell y'all again. Now, I heard this story. I ain't going to front. I heard this story a couple years ago, right? About the lady that was in Biggie's video. All right. Now, I heard the whole story and I never ran with it because it, you know, I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't know. But I heard stories about the lady that was in Biggie's video, Big Papa, and also Craig Mack's Flavor in Your Ear, right? They were saying how that lady was a transgression, right? But she's not, okay? And I don't know who started that rumor, like how it even got out there. Can y'all tell me how that rumor started with this lady from the Biggie video? I'll wait. They said he, she, yeah. I don't know. Can y'all tell me who started that rumor with the girl in the Biggie video, and she was really a man but she's not a man? Can y'all tell me who started that? I'll wait a few minutes before I play the clip. They said LL Cool J said he, she. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, Gene Dill started that. Okay, they said Diddy. I don't know. Okay, they saying that dude name. Oh, Jaguar. All right. Well, let me play this joint. This dude is a YouTuber. Salute to him. Never Gave Up channel. Make sure y'all go subscribe to his channel. He's a growing channel. Never Gave Up. But he did his homework and proved that rumor to be a lie. Now, this is what I be talking about with people just going on the internet, doing interviews, saying anything, right? People be lying, but we going to talk about Liam Payne, and then we going to talk about the Catholic priest and all kind of stuff with Diddy going on. It's getting crazy. But let's get into this dude's video, man. Salute to Never Gave Up, man. Soon as he buy that wine, I just
creep up from behind. Guess who appears behind him?
Stop the cap.
Y'all, for years, we heard that this individual from the Big Papa video was a man. We heard that this was a trans woman by the name of Shamika, and we heard that her life was taken away from her because she tried to catch a little fling with a man, another man, and then he found out she was a man, and they said that that man took that man's life, okay? Basically, they said she tried to trick a dude into thinking she was a woman, and then he pow-powed her. Well, today we got the truth, because I decided to do a little research of my own. And I said, I want to find this infamous, legendary Shamika. Not for my own selfish purposes, not because I want to link with Shamika, not because I want to know what Biggie and Puff Daddy and LL Cool J was working with back in the day. I just wanted to see if this person was real and was she in fact a transgender. And I came across a message by a woman named Katanya Douglas. And it said, I am so tired of seeing these posts online. This is my cousin. She is a woman and has always been a female. One of our grandparents are siblings. I don't know who started this rumor, but it's wrong and very ignorant, okay? Now you can see in these messages, people were talking to Katanya and they were asking her, you know, oh my God, is she really your cousin? And she was like, yes, this is my cousin. And she said her name is Aisha. Now, the cousin also showed a couple of pictures of Aisha. This is her cousin. Here's another one. We can get a close-up on this. You see, that's Aisha in the middle. Not Shamika, Aisha. Now, if you're not convinced by this, I went and I did a little more research when I found out Aisha's name. And I actually found her Facebook. Now, I'm not going to say her full name because, look, I'm assuming she has heard this rumor before, okay? And for whatever reason, she never felt the need to come out and say it was a lie. I'm assuming because she doesn't want to be in the limelight. Maybe she don't want anything to do with Diddy and all of this other stuff from her past. So I think that's why she's trying to stay a little more private. But you can look at the woman's face, her nose. This is the exact same woman from the Biggie video. She's not a man and she's not dead. This picture right here is actually recent. This came from September, okay? Here's another photo of her from her Facebook. This one is a little older, but I'm showing y'all this because it's not like she's hiding. She's not hiding. She just private and living her own life. So this is Aisha. She's not a man. She's a woman, okay? And this picture right here, you can definitely see this is the same person from the Big Papa video. So all of these rumors about her being passed away, this thing about she was a transgender and she ran into some guy who took her life, this is all a lie. And look, I think it's some people from New York that might have heard this rumor and just ran with it. So I'm not going to say people knew this information and they just kept running with a lie. But, I mean, you know, it is cap. And I've seen a lot of people post this on their platforms. Also, this thing about, well, she had an Adam's apple, okay? So look at this photo underneath. That's the picture from the video, Big Papa. this is a picture of her. I'm thinking now it's just maybe a photo angle. That's not an Adam's apple. Maybe that's just the middle of her throat. But this is not a man, y'all. This is a woman, okay? Like I said, you can look at her throat right here. Her throat look her throat looked pretty flat to me. I don't like it's like, yeah, bro, it's not a man, bro. It's a woman, okay? And she just been chilling out, living her life, doing her thing, okay? And seems to be happy, okay? At least from, you know, Facebook or whatever. But yeah, that's her. And this is her now, or more recently, or I think this is a more recent picture. This right here, this is the recent picture, okay? So, yeah. We have uncovered the truth about Shamika. Now, once again, let me clarify. This is not a man. This is a woman. Her name is not Shamika. Her name is Aisha. And this is the same woman from the Big Papa videos and a lot of other Bad Boy videos that we saw in the 90s. The same girl from the Flavor in Your Ear remix video where LL Cool J said, He's she?
Guess who appears behind him?
This is her, okay?
Yeah, I don't know who started that rumor, but that's nasty work. Whoever started that rumor is not credible. Now, I just be saying stuff like this, and then, you know, I understand that, you know, they got all types of stuff going on. Like my man Philip said in the chat, he said, why do this, the bathroom scene where she's using the urinal, right? That's simple to explain. It's basically like, it's subliminal. When you watch videos, all of that stuff was subliminal. Back in the 90s, they couldn't really tell you about a promiscuous woman, right? A woman that hangs around a bunch of men that want to do manly things like sleep around. You know, it's subliminal. So for her to go into the bathroom and use the urinal in the men's room, right? Yeah, you could spin the narrative, but that's giving the conception of the inception that, you know, she wants to do manly things like sleep around, hang, be in the men's bathroom, do what men do. You know what I'm saying? You got to take stuff with a grain of salt when you're looking at videos. You know what I mean? But I don't know who put that room out there, but whoever did that, you got to retract your statement. Or bring the person up on your platform or whatever and tell the world, yo, you know, is this true? You know what I'm saying? Salute to Norman G, man. Appreciate you. Thank you, my guy. Yeah, but like prove that whole theory to be wrong because I don't know. The name is wrong. Y'all talking about it was Shamika and then the person died and got taken out of here because they was revealing something. Now all of a sudden, you know, somebody did some research. Salute that never gave up. He did his research, found the relative, and come to find out this is a whole woman and she's still alive. You know what I'm saying? So what's that about? What's that about? I don't know. I never ran with that story. Y'all never heard me talk about that story. Now, on the LL Cool J side of things, the bald-headed person that said that they did stuff with LL, that's a different story. That video has been out there for years, and it hasn't been taken down. So, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, somebody got to retract their statement, son, because this is what I'm talking about. It's so easy for people to spin the narrative and lie, right? Because I tell y'all all the time, the internet, YouTube, all of these things are for our entertainment, for entertainment purposes only. And a lot of these content creators that get the opportunity, they will go on these platforms and say the most outlandish things to get a reaction, All right? I'm going to give y'all the source. It's all about engagements. Okay? It's all about engagements. If you can make people mad or make people upset, it's just like the seven deadly sins. The hermetic belief system where you have to pierce into people's feelings. When you go on Twitter, right, and you'll see these random posts, and it'll be a fake text message post, right? And there's two people conversing, and then you get all of these people that's under these posts that's just like have an opinion. They have an opinion, and it's all to get engagements, bro. That's what the internet is for. It's still the hermetic belief system. You know what I'm saying? Make a person feel insecure. I told y'all this back in the day. So this whole this woman is a man thing type of thing. I don't know who started that. That's nasty work. That is nasty work. And to lie on this woman, you know what I'm saying, for all of them years. I think I started hearing that about 2019, 20. Like 2020, I think I first heard that. And it was all over the internet and all of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not buying it, man. I'm just, you know, it's getting kind of crazy. Yo, Sleepless, I'm going to tell you, don't spam the chat, my G. All right? You want to be acknowledged? Just say what's popping. Don't spam the chat. All right? You being weird now. All right, now, let's talk about Liam Payne. Now, Liam Payne of the group One Direction, he recently passed away at the age of 31. Now, if y'all out there, y'all know how to do salute to Jerry Moore. If y'all know how to do gematria, check out the gematria on this, because I didn't really look into it. But I do want to play something and talk about something of particular. All right, now let's play this video. Now that he did a Snapchat, right? He did a Snapchat. The day before he passed away. And then I'm going to read the article. But he has some connections to P. Diddy. It's kind of strange how all of this is happening. And then Selma Hayek has got something to do with this too. Y'all know who Selma Hayek is. But let's get to it, man.
Morning, everybody. Here's a little video of me. It's rude to put hats on the table.
Sorry.
Is it your hat?
Yeah.
Children. A lovely day here in Argentina. This is the breakfast table.
I'm just eating an orange.
Just enjoying coffee and breakfast, even though it's like 1 p.m.
Literally, we sleep in every day until at least 12. We're such losers.
No.
No.
Now, I will say he didn't look like he was in great spirits, but he didn't look like he was ready to end it all. He didn't look depressed. And we can't determine how people view certain things, right? He could have just been planning this and had it all made up in his mind. But I don't know. I think something is going on with that situation. Now, I'm going to pull up some images here. Because they got images of his hotel room before he passed. Let me see where I put that at. Yeah, they got images and all of that of, you know what I'm saying, before he passed away and all of that. Maybe I shouldn't show it. But I wanted to share this with y'all because it's kind of giving Whitney Houston. I ain't going to hold you. It's giving Whitney Houston, man. Let me do this again. Hold on. Let me just do it like this, cause I don't know how YouTube is playing. They acting weird right now with this shadow banning nonsense. I don't know what's going on, but I'm gonna pull it up this way. Better to be safe than sorry. You feel me? Better to be safe than sorry, man. So they saying this was his hotel room. He smashed up the TV. And then there's some stuff here on the table. I don't know what this is, but they saying that this is how the room was left before, you know what I'm saying, he passed away. But it remind me of Whitney Houston, honestly. Before Whitney Houston had passed, which she died also in a hotel. And we're gonna talk about these hotel rituals too, because I don't think people understand the seriousness when a lot of these celebrities pass away in hotels. The same thing happened with Ellen DeGeneres, co-host, right? Twitch. You know what I'm saying? He went into a hotel room, checked himself in, and then offed himself. Same thing with the Boeing whistleblower. You get what I'm saying? And what I never understand is, in these situations, why don't they show security cameras? You get what I'm saying? If Whitney Houston was messed up the night before she passed, and she went downstairs to see and speak to Clive Davis before she passed, why haven't we seen that videotape? Why haven't we seen that? You get what I'm saying? Why haven't we seen the videotape, bro? It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, what I will play y'all this, I'm gonna play this real quick about Selma Hayek. Now, if y'all could see it, just watch her facial expression when Liam Payne of One Direction says he was hanging out with Diddy and Jay-Z, right? And it's so crazy because I found some people's comments on TikTok, and they were saying how Selma Hayek, her husband, owns Balenciaga. This stuff is getting more sinister. What's going on here? What is going on?
I had that with P. Diddy. I went over to say hello to P. Diddy, and Jay-Z was there. And Leonardo DiCaprio was sat.
All right, I think you've dropped enough names.
Now, what I will say is this, right? He was about to reveal, and if you watch that clip with Selma Hayek and Liam Payne, right? They was on some TV show over there in Paris, France or whatever. If you watch that clip very closely, she makes a face of uncomfort, right? Now, I don't know the context of that clip because maybe he was going to explain about these parties. But as her face, you could tell her facial expression was very uncomfortable. Okay, very, very, very uncomfortable. And the thing is with stuff like this, right? When you see people's expression change and all of that stuff, right? For the most part, they know the secrets. And they can't tell. They're not supposed to tell. This is why they say it's a secret society. All we ask is trust. If you get inside of these groups and you attend one of these weird parties and all of a sudden they say, hey, you know what? You saw such and such do such and such with this person. You better not say nothing or your career's over. Now, for the most part, people that are famous, they won't say nothing because they don't want to lose their career. And then it's just like police officers. If a police officer goes against the criminal activity that's going on in the precinct, he's looked at as the odd cast, the outcast, the black sheep, the oddball, whatever you want to call it. They don't trust him no more because it's a secret society. They take an oath to silence. Whatever my partner does, I turn a blind eye to it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see it. I wasn't there. I don't recall. Now, let's get into something real crazy, right? Let's get into this real quick. Let's read the article. So the article is an autopsy report. They reported that they found this cause of death a day after the singer passed away at age 31. On October 16th, the former One Direction band member died after falling from a hotel balcony in Argentina. They say he jumped from the third floor. Now, I live on the second floor, right? Ain't no way you're going to die from the third floor. I lived in buildings from the fourth floor. Maybe the fourth floor, you might be out of it. But the third floor, though, you might fracture a limb or something, break a leg or something. But nah, son. And they saying that it was some substance that was going on in the hotel. You know what I'm saying? The girlfriend that he was with was there. But apparently nobody has asked her no questions. But she was on video. Y'all seen the video. She was there. You know what I'm saying? Payne died as a result of multiple traumatic injuries and internal and external bleeding he sustained after falling from the balcony, according to the release of the prosecutor's office. Just listen, if they say I fell from my balcony, don't believe it, right? Because I live on the second floor. There's no way you're gonna, you know what I'm saying, meet your demise from the second or third floor. I'm just being honest with you. The internal and external hemorrhages in his skull, chest, abdomen, and limbs contributed to the mechanisms of death, according to the release. Some people that live in L.A., I knew a guy, right? Knew a guy that lived in L.A. He was out there, and I was talking to him on Venice Beach. And he told me he jumped off the 401, right? The 405 or 1, whatever. And he said he lived. Because he was there telling me the story. He lived. He said he believes in God because the truck, for some strange reason, the truck that was coming towards him, the brakes, like, gave in or something, and it just stopped right there in front of him. And I was like, man, I don't believe that. He was like, yo, I'm telling you. He was like, the truck failed. Something with the truck failed. So I don't know. I'm not believing this. I'm not taking this. Now, let's play this 911 call, all right? And then we're going to talk about these hotel rituals, man. Now, it's in Spanish, because he was in Costa Rica when the situation happened, right? But if you look at it, if you read the words, it don't add up, son. It's just not making no sense.
Hola, buenos días. Recién llamé que se me acordó. Llamo el Hotel Casa Sur Palermo. Bueno, tenemos un huésped que está sobrepasado.
Now, how would they know that he had D-rugs and alcohol in his system? How would they know? He could have just been off of something else. You get what I'm saying? How would they know this specifically? I believe he was going to reveal some stuff that took place and, you know, maybe they was on his neck. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he was next. It's a possibility that he probably was next, and he couldn't live with it. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? Look at it.
Costa Rica, ¿qué altura, señor? Discúlpeme.
Costa Rica, 6032.
Esto es pertenece a Capital, ¿no? Entre Arevalo y Kramer.
Sí.
¿Hotel, me dice? ¿Cómo se llama el hotel?
Casa Sur Palermo. Y necesitamos que nos envíen a alguien urgente porque, bueno,
look at this.
Yo no sé si corre riesgo la vida del huésped. Está en una habitación que...
He's in a room with a balcony and we're a little afraid that he might do something that would put his life at risk. How would they know that? People act erratic in hotels all the time, and the police are called often. But it's never to the point where y'all know that this was going to happen, son. Like, Nah, I smell a sacrifice.
Bueno, estamos un poco con temor de que haga algo.
I smell a sacrifice, man. I smell a sacrifice, honestly. Now, let me just show y'all this before I go into this. Now, this is a video that I did, which is called The Reason Why Celebrities D.I.E. in Hotels. It's on my channel, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna go into detail and play the whole video because it's about 15 minutes long. But there is a correlation with this stuff. Now watch what Too Short says. Listen to what he says.
So I have this theory that's bigger than just Pimp C, and there's a lot of mysterious celebrities, a lot of mysterious celebrity deaths in hotel rooms.
Wow.
And all these celebrities die in these hotel rooms by themselves. And
what do you think happened then?
So I don't have long to live. These are your favorites. I'm going to be found dead in bed. I'm going to be found dead in bed.
I'm going to be found dead in bed.
A clearer picture has emerged of Gandolfini's final hours at this Rome hotel. After spending Wednesday touring the Vatican with 13-year-old son Michael, they settled into a meal here, waiting for Gandolfini's sister to arrive. They were supposed to attend a film festival in Sicily. But 3 hours later, the 51-year-old actor had a sudden heart attack of natural causes.
5 years ago, on the eve of the Grammys, came the shocking news that music superstar Whitney Houston was found dead in her hotel suite at the Beverly Hilton.
Miss Houston's body was pulled from the bathtub.
Get my body.
When Anna Nicole Smith died from a prescription drug overdose 10 years ago at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood, Florida, that hotel had a similar dilemma, how to keep curious fans away.
I'm like, what happened? He's like, they wouldn't tell me on the phone. They said they'd tell me in person, see security when I get there. And he went in there and saw Pimp C body. Pimp C was still in there. He said Pimp C was like, he was laying down like he was praying. And yeah. But it was blood all over the bed, like he threw it up, but they thought he had been shot in the head. You know, they didn't know what the hell happened because there was blood all over the bed. But he was kneeled down like he had been praying. And the candles had been burnt all the way down. So they knew he had probably been dead for like a day or something because he always lit these candles to help him sleep. Because I think he had sleep apnea. So he always lit these big, tall candles. And with that candle to be burnt all the way down, they were like, he must have been dead for a while.
All right, peace, y'all. Now, the fact that, let's just say this, with DJ Paul, man, that whole situation with DJ Paul, why would Pimp C need, hold on, first of all, let's ask ourselves logically, right? If I'm going to sleep, why would I light a candle to prepare me or anybody else to know I was dead? These are ritualistic practices. And people sneak it. Sometimes, this is my honest opinion. When secrets about to get out and stuff is about to be revealed, or you go against the code or break these oaths that you take to keep silence, right? To not tell on anybody that's in the industry as well. They will do certain things because all it takes is for you to call somebody that's in the industry, right? And they have a private phone call of you. And next thing you know, you say, yo, man, did you see this stuff is going on with Diddy? Yeah, man. Yeah. Yo, man, listen, man, I'm kind of scared, man. They know you shaking now, right? So they plan to get rid of these people. Now, some people say it'd be a sacrifice. Nah, this is extermination. Right? Because when you take an oath, you agree to have certain things done to you if you break that oath. It's in these people's oaths. It's in their oath. Now, when you see a person like Liam Payne, Pimp C, Whitney Houston, all of these different people, they go against the grain. They start rebelling against the industry. Clive Davis could call Whitney Houston and tell her, hey, I need you to be at my party. Whitney Houston says, I'm not going. Hence, a couple hours later, she's dead in her hotel room. Now, you may think, oh, why isn't it that Why is it that simple, Jay? Like, why would it be that simple? Because, bruh. You understand? You are owned by those people. They keep an eye on you on purpose. And when you start separating yourself from them, that it gets worse for these people. Now, why would Pimp C need a candle because he has sleep apnea? Why would he need a candle lit? Why? What is that gonna do? What would that do? So I understand these, all of these ritualistic practices that take place in the industry, right? And we're gonna talk about some more stuff because maybe he knew some secrets about what was gonna take place between Diddy and others. And he started to break free. And once they see that you starting to break free, that's when the nonsense start happening, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said mandatory parties is wild. Bruh, let me tell you something. See, a lot of y'all ain't never been in the industry. Y'all don't know nobody in the industry. You say you do, or you came close, but you ain't never put your foot in there. I'ma tell y'all this story, right? And I probably said this before, but I will tell you again. There was an event one time that I had to attend, right? And there was a big Def Jam party. And it started on a Friday night. I had to go. I was obligated to go. If I didn't go, I would lose my job. Mind you, it was a bunch of artists in there. Manolo Rose was there. Casanova Two Times was there. Alexis J was there. The girl from Love and Hip Hop was there. Who else was there? A bunch of people. I ain't going to do too much name dropping. But a bunch of people was there. Now, nothing freaky or nothing happened, right? Nothing crazy or nothing weird happened at the party. It wasn't no weird stuff. It was literally a 24-hour to 36-hour event. And I had to be there. By the time I went home, I was exhausted from drinking too much liquor, dehydrated. But the blessing was they paid for me to go home. Yeah, take a cab home. We paid for it. See, most people don't understand. These are things that you have to do when you sign up for this. Think about these artists, and I'm going to go into the next topic real quick, right? You people out there want to be famous and rich so bad. You want to have clout so bad. These people don't get to spend holidays with their kids. Okay, they got all of this money, can't barely live in the mansion. All right? They got family, but none of their family is around. They just got a bunch of random people. They FaceTime parents. Okay, when you take a look at Cardi B and Offset, you say, oh, they're hood rich. They're not really rich. There is a Caucasian man somewhere out there, right, that makes $100 to $200 million a year. He's got deer on his wall. He's got all kind of animals he's took out on his wall. He's got a 20-bedroom house, mansion, a private jet airplane. Okay, he owns a Fortune 500 company. You see, these rappers are just hood rich. They're not rich. But they have to bow down to these people that own these companies. You get what I'm saying? You don't come up in this entertainment business just by luck. It's no such thing as luck when it comes to these people. Because once you feel like you got there off of luck, the bullcrap gonna happen. They're gonna ask you, come to these parties. And you're gonna start to see the funny nonsense that take place. Yo, I ain't signed up for this. Well, it's too late. It's too late. Everybody doesn't understand the seriousness when it comes to these type of things. Now you got these individuals going at Kanye. Seen the other day somebody tried to expose his parties. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, it was Cameron. He exposed Kanye parties. Kanye got masseuses and naked women running around and these skulls and fire and all of this stuff. Hey, man, listen, these people are into some dog stuff. They don't just show you this on TV to just lollygag with you. We got to be more aware of this stuff, man. More aware of it. Now, I'm going to go into this next topic. Now, this is a little disturbing. As y'all can see, this Catholic priest is on the screen, right? And I've been saying this since day one. All of these rappers and entertainers that go to Hollywood, they have to go and deal with these people. Sometimes they go over to Paris, France. Sometimes they go to the Vatican. You're going to see this stuff happening more normal than usual. You're going to see this. Now, in LA, they got to kick out 800 million or something like that. Some crazy number to all of the victims that were assaulted. Let's just say that. Now, if you a Catholic out there, this is no shade to you, right? But there's something weird about this whole practice and the correlation with little people. I'm just saying, bro.
A landmark settlement has been reached tonight with the Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles to settle more than 1,300 claims of
unthinkable with minors.
The Archdiocese will pay $880 million to victims, making it the largest single
inappropriate
settlement with a Catholic Archdiocese.
KTLA's Carlos Saucedo joins us live in downtown LA with more on the landmark settlement. Carlos.
Mike, and you're very significant. The largest archdiocese in the country has reached the largest settlement with victims of
inappropriate behavior.
The cases involving more than 100 priests spanning a half century. The Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles acknowledging the harm it caused to more than 1,300
unthinkable with minors
victims, announcing a landmark settlement. The Archdiocese will pay $880 million to survivors who were abused by more than 100 priests spanning 50 years. The lead attorney for the victim says Wednesday's announcement highlights the
unthinkable with minors
and the decades of neglect.
I wish more would have been done earlier on. I wish we would have reached this resolution significantly a long time ago. We've had a lot of survivors that have passed away while waiting for this result.
The amount is the largest single
unthinkable with minors
settlement with a Catholic archdiocese. Archbishop Jose Gomez saying in a statement, quote, "I am sorry for every one of these incidents from the bottom of my heart. My hope is that this settlement will provide some measure of healing for what these men and women have suffered."
Baptized, confirmed.
Unthinkable.
As far as the age of 10 with the Catholic Church.
Paul Livingston is a survivor.
Unthinkable.
By the family priest. He and his brother, seen in this old picture, were part of the 2007 settlement with the Archdiocese, which was then led by Roger Mahoney.
And I'm 58 now, and the damage is still there. I really feel that no amount of money is going to make right the wrong of innocence being stolen.
The church admits it made mistakes, but has made changes over the last 20 years to protect kids and help victims.
We train every adult that's in ministry with children or has supervisory responsibilities with children. Prevention, how to recognize the signs, and on our policy and our code of conduct for interacting with youth.
I hope that these guys really utilize that money to help themselves emotionally and mentally.
Now, the settlement is not a done deal just yet. It still needs to be signed off by each of the victims, the survivors in this case. Again, there are more than 1,300.
Now, see, the news is very slick. I will say this before I go into detail about that topic, right? The news is very slick. They will use certain words, and this is how YouTube does, right? They will use certain words so that it doesn't get recognition. It doesn't go through the algorithm because there's certain words that were said too many times. So that's why I had to put that there. But let's just talk about these small hat people, right? Now, 880 million dollars, okay? The whole Catholic community can basically fall due to this lawsuit. Now, we all know that these people run the world. They run the whole Roman Empire. They run the world. Their money is unlimited. It's unlimited, trust me. They have ties with the people that print the money. Okay? America is ran off of Great Britain. We don't own anything. All right? We are basically slaves to these people and the other blue side, if you know what I'm talking about. So they're getting caught up in this nonsense. And just last year, the other side had a little spot in Brooklyn that they got caught up in. What is the correlation with this? What is this? I have the answers. So these two different communities, right? They specify in dealing with the younger for a specific reason. And it's a power trip. It's a sick practice, but they all delve in it. Now, mind you, I'm going to be honest. These are the same people that write our laws. They make our laws. If you didn't see the red shoe video, right, which YouTube took it upon themselves to take it down, I showed you guys, let's just do a little thinking here. I showed you guys in that video about Noahendism, right? And when you describe Noahendism or look at Noahendism, it's a rainbow. Let's pull it up real quick. Let's pull it up. So y'all know I'm not capping. Okay? All right? Now, think about this. This is all these people right here. I don't want to say their name, but this is these people right here. And let's look at their flag. Right? You see the correlation here? Right? Blue. Okay, you see the blue here, the blue and the white? Blue, right? Blue. Oh, you see blue here. So when we seeing all of this stuff being pushed, this is where they getting the money from. Look, Team Blue. But those people run everything. When you look at this whole map here showing you of what side is what and all of this nonsense, this is the Romans. This right here you seeing is the Romans. All of this right here is the Romans. Then you got some places that's in between, which is the purple. But all of this right here is the Romans. All of this. This is why when you go down here to this state, it's very prejudiced. It's very racist and prejudiced down here. But then you got these places where it's in the blue, right? And majority of the small hat people run this, because you got Cali here, which is Hollywood. All right, Hollywood is ran here. Okay, and who runs Hollywood? Y'all know who run Hollywood now. Y'all know who run Hollywood. I did a video on this. Okay, they got all of this stuff down packed. You from Utah, Montana, Utah, Washington, all the way down, right? Then they got a couple places up in here. Because they deal with that farming nonsense. Y'all know what I'm talking about. What's they call them? Amish people. Them Amish. Then you got all over here. Listen, when I worked at that record company, man, a lot of them used to go to Maine. They used to say, yo, I'm going to Maine for the holidays. And I'd be like, what's in Maine? Like, what's up there? Like, I heard people going to Vermont, but what's in Maine? And they would say, oh, you know, you could just get really good crab there and all of this stuff. And you know what I'm saying? It's a lot that go on up in these parts, man. Then you got New York, too. New York is also a part of this nonsense. So, yeah, it's all based on that, son. It's all based on that. That's why I'm not surprised. Now, you know, I hope these victims get they just due. You get what I'm saying? They're going to get paid, but this is going to devastate the whole Catholic community. And they're going to sweep this under the rug. I promise you this. They will not speak about this. They won't. They may hit me with a daggone hate speech after this live. Who knows? Yeah, Slim Hussein. Thank you, sir. Slim Hussein said it. Yeah. It's all the same thing, bruh. It's all the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's all the same. And, you know, for the most part, we'll look over this type of stuff, right? We'll focus on P. Diddy, but then the whole time, these individuals got a whole scandal going on. So the day of these people that have us in control, because I can't say their name. I know people say, yo, Jay, who are these people? But I can't say their name. If I want to remain doing this, I can't say these people's name. And that's a shame in itself. Why can't we say their name? Why can't we make discussions or topics on these people? Why do they have so much power? Why do they control the narrative of what we see? How can they dictate what we see? How can they dictate what we hear? Who's in control of that? They are. They create these programs, and when it gets out of control, they shut it down. You don't think these individuals have they are in cahoots with Steve Jobs and all of this nonsense? I'm doing a video. I'm doing a video for y'all on Patreon this weekend, right? And I'm going to be explaining the gang ties that it has with the CIA. Okay? We're going to be talking about that. But this rabbit hole goes deeper than what most people think. It's not just, oh, P. Diddy. Oh, this person. Oh, nah, man. There's a bigger demon behind all of this stuff. A bigger devil. The Antichrist. You get what I'm saying? The Antichrist controls all of this. You know what I'm saying? All of this. Because why? Now you guys are paying out $880 million to the victims that accused y'all over the past. Yeah, they said over 120 victims. Over 120 victims were taking their children to Catholic schools, and all of a sudden this happens? No. No. Think logical. You know what I'm saying? Roberta Lane was popping. OJ, that should be a good video. Can't wait to see it. Yeah, I'm going to do that for y'all this weekend. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make it extensive. It's going to be a lengthy video. I'm going to do my due diligence, and I'm going to work all weekend for that video for y'all and put it out for y'all on Monday. But I'm going to drop that Glorilla joint, you know what I'm saying, for y'all whenever, man. Salute to Jerry Moore, man. Thank you for the donation. I greatly appreciate you, man. It's just weird when you see this stuff, man. How we don't see it, it's crazy. I don't know. Most people can't see it. They don't want to see it. But these individuals dictate our beliefs. They make decisions on where we going. They make decisions on what we eat, our food we eat, the air we breathe. Okay, they already admitted that. I wish I could show y'all, but the Catholics already admitted that Lucifer was God. Let me see if I could pull that up. Let me see if I could pull that up real quick. The Catholics already admitted that. You know what I'm saying? And he already admitted that Lucifer was God. He said the Antichrist. And you gotta read the lyrics of the song. But it's very, very short. Then they sing a song. Hold on, is that it right there? Hold on, y'all. I got the video. Is this it right here? Give me a second, y'all. Hold on. All right, let me do this real quick. Let's do this real quick, y'all. I don't know if this is the correct video, but I'm going to show y'all anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely show y'all any daggone way. Salute to everybody that hit the like, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show y'all anyway. They already then admitted this, that Lucifer is their God. So who we believe in here?
With great pomp, fanfare, and ceremony, Pope Francis, the head of the Jesuit order, announced through his canter the imminent emergence, the
salute
near
this lady, man,
advent of the coming to light of the Antichrist.
Yeah. Now he's singing the song. Look, they singing the Lucifer. They singing the Lucifer in the Catholic Church. That is the key of Solomon where they stand, and look how they all position. Christ is your son who came back from the dead and shed his peaceful light to the human race. And is alive and reigns forever and ever. This is crazy.
During this pronouncement, the cantor called Lucifer God, claiming Lucifer to be the father of Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable.
The cantor acknowledged Lucifer as the Antichrist himself and worshipped him.
Unbelievable.
To this,
you still going to
a
church?
Great crowd and the whole world sang,
Amen, Amen, Amen Ra.
This was the 3D ceremony
you
that
still
the Pope
going to church?
Wanted to be seen worldwide. The announcement to the world, the son of perdition, this way comes.
Look at this nonsense. This is sick. This is sick. They got the lyrics up here. All I'ma say is this, man. You don't know the truth. None of us do. None of us know the truth. You think you know the truth, but you don't. You don't. You've been deceived and misled your whole life. Everything you've been taught is a lie. Everything. From your education down to your religion. But this is how they're going to reprogram everything. You're going to feel like, oh, this has been a lie. Then now, guess what? They can induct new belief systems in you. That's why they want everybody chipped. I'm going to give y'all a jewel for all my people out there, right? All my people out there. Go to school. For my young people, go to school for cyber security. Learn how to HACK these robots. Because if we're going to be living in a society with AI being all around, You're going to have to learn how to HACK these robots. Because if they put that chip in you and you got to get that chip, okay, they're going to HACK you. Go to school for cyber security. It's easy. Most of y'all are scammers anyway. Y'all out here scamming people for their money out of their credit. That's all a part of cybersecurity. Go to school for it. Okay? Go to school and make money. Learn it. Learn it. Learn how to do it. Read books. Go on YouTube, whatever. But learn the devil. See, the best way to defeat the devil is to learn him. Okay? Learn him. Study him. If technology is going to be reigning over us, we must learn the devil. And what's the devil, Jay? Cybersecurity. Okay? Learn that. Learn that. Don't you have your plumbing degrees and all of that stuff, and you're opening up a nail salon and hair salon and a barbershop. That's played out, son, because they're going to get robots to replace y'all. They're going to get robots to replace all you nail technicians and hair, beauty hair supplies and all of this stuff. You're going to have a robot replace you. But learn how to operate these computers, because then you won't have to rely on it to do anything for you. You can just turn it off. Oh, this thing is turning on me. I'm going to HACK it. You understand? Just common sense. Just a little common sense for the people out there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to tell people education is bad. Just study what's important. Study what's important. And then you can make $90,000 a year just sitting at a computer making sure the banks don't get HACK'd. You know what I'm saying? You can just sit there at your computer at home and make sure Walmart don't get HACK'd. All it is checking the CPU on the computer, making sure it's not overheating. Or if the computer's overheating, that means it got a virus. Oh, okay. So what do I use to get rid of the virus? Oh, you might have to use this program, remove that device and add this here. That's it. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Just use your brain, son. Use your brain with all of this stuff, man. All right. I talked enough, man. So I greatly appreciate all y'all. I'm going to be dropping this video tomorrow for y'all on this channel, man. Make sure y'all tap in. Hit the notification bell. If your notification bell is not set to all, you missing out. All right. YouTube. And I'll tell y'all this. I had a long conversation with YouTube and asked them why my views are dropping, right? And they explained to me that when you guys, well, not you guys, but per se, an individual watches YouTube, right? Which I don't think is fair, but they do. They have something called screen time. So if you've been watching too much J Marvelous videos, they will turn your notifications off. Okay? So this is why people are saying they're not getting notifications. Yo, Jay, I'm not being notified. Because they feel that YouTube feels that you're watching too much of my videos and they don't want to overwhelm you. So they turn the notifications off. They start with turning it off to the medium with just the bell, and then you still subscribe, but you're not really getting notifications. So make sure your notifications is set to all so you don't miss these live streams and this information. Now, I can't help you if you say, Jay, I haven't been notified. Because it's not me, it's YouTube that's doing it. It's not me and it's not you. It's YouTube that's doing it. Now, if you just, you know, purposely unsubscribe, that's a different story. But YouTube has something called screen time where they feel if I'm uploading too much, they will turn off your notifications, all right? So please make sure your notifications is set to all. Make sure you like the video. Make sure you share the video. Make sure you react to the video. Chop it, screw it. However, just give me my credit. You heard? That's all I'm asking. I love all of y'all, man. I'll be back, I guess, a couple days. But make sure y'all subscribe to my second channel also. J Marvelous Vlogs. All right. And I'll be going live over there sometimes and switching it up back and forth. But yo, y'all have a great weekend, man. And I'll see y'all.